Sunny and 24 degrees for Shepparton. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Goulburn Valley News. The wait is on for the handing down of Victoria's fourth budget today, with member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, hoping our backyard is showing plenty of support. Ms Sheed having four things on her wish list, including better rail infrastructure between Shepparton and Melbourne, the implementation of the Shepparton Education Plan, a mother-baby unit, and an upgrade at Goulburn Valley Health. There's renewed calls from optometrists to get Greater Shepparton residents to take their kids to get their eyes checked on the back of research from Specsavers showing one in three children have never been checked. Kids as young as three can be tested, with many eye conditions like short-sightedness and lazy eyes having no obvious symptoms. Naomi Barber from Specsavers says their research is also showing up to 1 million Aussie kids may have undiagnosed eye conditions due to a lack of testing.
Tailor our eye assessments for children and their stage of development. We also use specialised techniques that differ from the ones we use for adults. For example, we can use shapes and pictures on the eye chart instead of letters to assess children who are not yet confident with their alphabet.
If you have a child turning four by April 30 next year, enrolments have now opened through Greater Shepparton City Council for kindergarten. Funded by the state, it means eligible families can access up to 15 hours of kindy a week, the run-up to starting big school for free or low cost. Those interested or wanting to seek more information are being urged to head online for further details. And briefly, the Shepparton Search and Rescue crew are now able to carry out their role safer, receiving a new rescue riverboat worth $32,000. Thanks going to fundraising efforts, the state government, and money from the Shepparton Triathlon Club.